I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, updates to dependent employment and blueprint for response. The United States and Italy recently exchanged letters that state U.S. dependents living in Italy with a mission visa are now authorized employment via telework jobs with U.S. employers. This new policy provides certainty for dependents that their telework positions are fully permissible and specifically acknowledged as such by the government of Italy.
Spouses and dependents received good news after recent notification that telework options are now available. Prior to this change, no employment options, other than on-base employment, were authorized to dependents of service members residing in Italy who also sought to maintain local installation access and benefits. These new guidelines also state that teleworking individuals are considered U.S. employees and will fall under corresponding Social Security, unemployment, and workers' compensation laws. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, shares his excitement for these changes.
Spouse employment is now permitted. That is huge news. That is 7 years in the works. And it's a good news story because it provides our spouses an opportunity to telework with U.S. companies. And that took a lot of coordination and collaboration between the governments of Italy and the United States to coordinate that.
Clark adds that this update is a testament to the strong partnership between Italy and the United States, highlighting how our nations are continually looking to create solutions to address the many changes overseas families face. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Blueprint for Response. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young. Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall presented a detailed keynote address at the Air and Space Forces Association's Airspace and Cyber Conference. Kendall spoke about how China is America's preeminent security threat and why the Air and Space Forces must modernize and adapt quickly to ensure the nation's security and interests are protected. He says the department must be ready for a kind of war the service has no modern experience with. His speech came on the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attack, which set the stage for the nation's security focus on terrorism. Kendall and other military leaders say that posture must be radically adapted to a new focus on competition among great powers. The secretary also took aim at Congress, urging it to overcome a blockade on confirming all military nominations, pass a full-year budget, and avoid gridlock that could lead to the government shutting down. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner.